This is Akashvani, the news read by Amrit Bhushan. The 16th Rozgar Mela was organized yesterday in line with the government's aspirations to achieve social development by providing employment to the youth. During the mega job fair, Prime Minister Narendra Modi distributed over 51,000 appointment letters to new recruits in various government departments and organizations. Addressing the new appointees via video conferencing, Mr. Modi congratulated them and said that with the government's Rozgar Mela initiative, lakhs of youth have already secured permanent jobs in the central government.
केंद्र सरकार में युवाओं को पक्की नौकरी देने का हमारा अभियान निरंतर जारी है और हमारी पहचान भी है बिना पर्ची बिना खर्ची आज 51,000 से अधिक युवाओं को नियुक्ति पत्र दिए गए हैं ऐसे रोजगार मेलों के माध्यम से अब तक लाखों नौजवानों को भारत सरकार में परमानेंट जॉब मिल चुकी है अब ये नौजवान राष्ट्र निर्माण में बड़ी भूमिका निभा रहे हैं
External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jayashankar will be visiting Singapore and China from today till 15th July. In Singapore, Dr. Jayashankar will meet his counterpart and the leadership of Singapore as part of the regular exchanges between the two countries. On the second leg of his two-nation tour, the External Affairs Minister will visit China to participate in the SCO Council of Foreign Ministers meeting being held in Tianjin. He will also hold bilateral meetings on the sidelines of the meeting. The Aircraft Accident Investigation Bureau, AAIB, released its 15-page preliminary report of the investigation into the fatal Air India plane crash that claimed 260 lives in Ahmedabad on the 12th of last month. The report, which examined the sequence of events and the engine behavior leading up to the crash of Air India flight AI-171 involving a Boeing 787-8 aircraft, revealed that the fuel to the engines of the plane was cut off. The AAIB in its report said, within seconds of liftoff, both engine fuel control switches of the aircraft transitioned from run to cut-off position, one after another with a time gap of 1 second and turned off, resulting in the devastating air tragedy. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has lauded the inclusion of the Maratha military landscapes in the prestigious UNESCO World Heritage List. In a social media post, Mr. Modi said that every Indian is elated with this recognition. He said that these Maratha military landscapes include 12 majestic forts, 11 of which are in Maharashtra and one is in Tamil Nadu. He said that the Maratha Empire is associated with good governance, military strength, cultural pride and social welfare. The Election Commission has stated that it has established direct contact with nearly all electors in Bihar and 80.11% of electors in the state have already submitted their enumeration forms, EF. The Commission said it is moving ahead to complete the collection of enumeration forms well before the stipulated time of 25th July. EC said in a statement that in order to get their names included in the draft electoral rolls to be published on the 1st of August, electors have to submit their EFs, preferably along with eligibility documents. In case any elector needs more time to submit the eligibility documents, they can submit them separately till 30th August. US President Donald Trump imposed a 30% tariff on imports from Mexico and the European Union starting on August 1. The new tariffs were announced in separate letters posted on social media yesterday. In his letter to the European Union, Trump said the US trade deficit was a national security threat. The announcement came after weeks of negotiations with key trading allies failed to produce a more comprehensive trade deal. In tennis, world number 4 Iga Swiatek was crowned Wimbledon champion after a stunning 6-0-6-0 victory over 13th seed Amanda Anisimova on centre court in London. In men's doubles, 5th seeds Julian Cash and Lloyd Glasspool lifted their maiden Grand Slam title today after beating Rinki Hijikata and David Pell 6-2-7-6. They are the first British pair to win the trophy since 1936. In the third cricket test of the Anderson Tendulkar Trophy, hosts England were 2-for-no-loss in their second innings against India at stumps on day 3 at Lord's. They now hold a 2-run lead. And that is the end of this news bulletin.